This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
God isn't stingy in his gifts, nor does he pay much attention to the recipient's status or gender. In the powerful passage of Joel chapter 2, the prophet prophesied that God's Spirit would fall on all kinds of people, regardless of their station in life. This must have been surprising to Joel's listeners. In the Old Testament times, societies were ordered around strict codes and conventions. Sons were valued much more than daughters, since they could work harder and father future generations. Older children were valued above younger children, as they could care for other children. Free men were superior to slaves. But as Joel announced in the pending arrival of the great and terrible day of the Lord, he also revealed that God would overturn these ancient customs. In the future, God promised through Joel, "I will pour out my Spirit upon all people." Different roles would be given to both sons and daughters, the old and the young, but all would receive God's blessings and have important work to do. In this way, God showed that he doesn't discriminate between people as you or I might. To whom do you show partiality? Certain employees? People in leadership? Are you more outgoing with people who have money? Or maybe you avoid wealthy people altogether? Are you friendlier to women who are attractive? If you endeavor to be a man of God, I encourage you to search your heart and submit your biases to the Lord.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.